What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying goodbye to the Steelers of 2024. I love the music. I love the music bent underneath. I truly do. Usually Donnie and I are previewing a Steeler game when we go into the numbers game. Donnie, this is whatever we got here to sum up this season, good and bad, perhaps. Do you have a number?
I'll start with one from the previous game, 299.
Ooh.
The rushing yards allowed by the Steelers' defense, and it would have been more if the Ravens didn't sit on the football at the end of that game.
That one hurts to hear. I got a number, 4. First-team All-Pro nominations in his career for Cam Hayward. That's 4. And that goes with another number, which is 6. Only 6 players in the history of this fabled franchise have more first-team All-Pros than Cam Hayward. Can either one of you guess who those 6 might be? I'll check them off as you get them.
Webster.
Yes.
Dermoni Dawson.
Yes.
Ham Lambert.
That's 4.
And there's, what, 2 more?
Yes, sir.
Joe Green.
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Blunt.
Nope.
No, he was short.
I feel like we can get this.
I don't feel like Faneca had that many.
Yes, he did.
Faneca did.
Yeah. Faneca, and there's one more. Might be the greatest athlete in the history of the Steelers. You could make that argument.
Rod Woodson?
Yes. Thank you, Limits. You two did very well. You got a number for me, Donnie? I was going to say Ronnie.
36. Not to be confused with Jerome Bettis.
Yes.
The number of receptions the Steelers got from their second wide receiver this season, Calvin Austin, 36 receptions.
Wow.
Even with Najee Harris, 2 fewer than Jaylen Warren. And George Pickens, the team's leading receiver, 59 catches. He didn't even lead the team. It was Pat Freiermuth with 65 grabs.
Amazing. And I'm glad you mentioned Najee because my number is 2.77. You know what that is, Donnie?
A yards per carry number of some sort?
Career in the playoffs, yards per carry for Najee, 2.77.
Ray gave him, what, a 7% chance? We can use that number,
that's a 7%
chance,
yeah,
of Najee Harris coming back. I almost think that's generous, but it would be more so in a case of he gets nothing out there on the open market.
Yeah. So the number would be 0. Go ahead.
Me again here, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Najee again. 1,043. He hit the 1,000-yard mark, but I loved what Troy Aikman brought up game against Cincinnati a few weeks back, that final regular season game, because I do think it's relevant. Joe Buck brought it up, and Troy Aikman completely no-sold it, and he buried it, and he said, how important is that nowadays?
He said we need a new benchmark for running backs.
I think it's a fair argument to make because so many people love pointing to that and saying, well,
yeah,
he's one of the only running backs in history to do that. Four straight 1,000-yard
50-some yards a game.
Out of the gate. Okay, great. He's not a game changer.
108, that's career sacks for T.J. Watt. He needs only 4 to pass Aaron Donald, and he can move into the top 30 all-time next year.
41. The field goals made by Chris Boswell.
Ooh.
I know that you guys may have done your end of season MVP and LVP and stuff like that earlier this week. Listen, I don't care what people want to say that, you know, kickers shouldn't be eligible for that because it's not a real position. Chris Boswell was the MVP of this team. You can point to multiple games this season, Joe, where the Steelers do not win if it's not for Chris Boswell. He hit 93% of his field goals this year,
by the way. That's a good number, too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I got two of them. 73-0, Donnie. I think you know what that one is, right?
The first quarter scoring in the playoffs?
Of the last six games, the Steelers have been outscored 73-0, but I am sure glad that at the beginning of the show, we heard that quote from Tomlin that beginnings of the game don't really matter that much. Now, here it is. The beginnings of games don't really define games, Tomlin said. It's just the beginning. Well, you know when it does define a game? When you're getting outscored 73-0 in playoff games in the first quarter.
Another good coach cliche that somebody should throw right back at him is, well, you can't win a game in the first quarter, but you can damn well lose it. They do that so often when they get into these playoff games. Zero, the amount of kick returns from the Steelers this season that went for touchdowns. We thought, oh, a savvy move to bring in old Cordarrelle Patterson, one of the best kick returners in the game. I know the rules had a lot to go into play with that. They got nothing in terms of big play kick returns.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Nick Costo's going to break the games down next. It's a two-minute warning for us, Donnie, a two-minute drive. Let's go for it here. You ready? 13. Number of sacks in the past 28 games for Alex Highsmith.
How about zeros across the board? T.J. Watt in his last 200-plus snaps of the season. He had nothing statistically.
What?
For his last 200-plus snaps of the season. I believe Josh Rountree put it out there after the game.
Holy
against
horse
Cincinnati.
Vomicles.
He initially had the number of snaps wrong because I think he did it before the game was officially over. But it was an assisted tackle later in the season.
One,
nothing across the board.
One turnover for Minka in the past 2 years. Let's
that
move
one
it,
always
Donnie.
Makes
we got to
laugh.
Score a touchdown here. Let's go.
21, the number of unrestricted free agents the Steelers have. And I don't know if there are more than three guys I would bring back on that list, Joe.
5, the number of first picks they've used in a row on offense.
Roughly 3 million, we'll say. That was the number that Ray Fittipaldo also put out there in what the total is for guys like Pat Meyer and Terrell Austin. And he said the Steelers don't have oil money and can't pay around $3 million to have these guys sit at home. Well, they better learn to do that, because you can't simply just keep guys around because they have another year on their contracts. Hell, you know what team hasn't been afraid to do that? The Pittsburgh Pirates haven't been afraid to pay people while they sit at home.
23 sacks combined given up by our friends Dan Moore and Broderick Jones. Most in the NFL by any set of tackles.
I think that's a good one to end on, Joe.
I have two more. 8 years without a playoff win, 9 years since they've been competitive in a playoff game. I got to go with Donnie. Zeros across the board for TJ and over 200 snaps at the end of the year. Is that the best one, Limits?
I think 36, the number of receptions caught by Steeler wide receivers not named George Pickens, was the best.
That was a good one, too. Let us try to comprehend that other one, though. You're talking no tackles, no solo tackles.
I'm going to find
no
Josh's
assists,
tweet, but
no sacks, no nothing, just zeros across the board for TJ in his last 200 plus snaps. I mean, that is incredible, Donnie. Absolutely incredible.
He didn't have anything. It was one of their final games.
Cincy. Didn't have anything, but he did. He did get robbed of a strip sack in that game, and he had six pressures. But pressures don't go on the stat sheet, at least not the conventional stat sheet. So I do hear what he's saying. Then he had zeros against Baltimore, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Donnie. That was a wonderful numbers game.